This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, we are not sponsored by anything we mention currently, which I am going to talk about in a minute, actually.
Okay.
This episode's kind of a grab bag, and it's a last-minute one. I had a whole other thing planned, but then something happened I'm going to talk about, and we're talking more about panic around notifications. So, which you and I were just discussing,
yeah,
so I think you're
true.
Ready, Samantha. what are you sipping on, Samantha?
Today I decided I can treat myself to a seltzer drink. I won't name the company, and they have some tropical flavors, and it's a passion fruit, and I like it. I'm pretty picky about that, but this is nice. I wouldn't drink it all the time, but I'm like, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I'm good with this. What about
That's
you?
That's good. The weather is nice for that one.
Yeah, you drinking red wine?
Yeah, I'm drinking red wine.
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. It is. It's my go-to. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. A couple of things. Okay. What we are talking about today is stress that has really amped up for me around notifications. And there's a couple of reasons for it. I do want to explain how our ads work really quickly, and I swear this will make sense. But the reason why we say at the top, like, we're not currently sponsored by this brand is we have something called dynamic ads. So that means they change. Like, essentially, whatever ad you hear in this episode, if you listen a couple months later, it won't be the same ad. That's all that means.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I want to talk about is podcasting is interesting in that you can't, like, if you and I are researching an article, sometimes at the bottom it will say, this has been updated to correct this mistake. You can't do that in podcasting, at least not with the platform we use. You can update the podcast, but if people have already downloaded it, it's too late. It's
no
already there. Exactly. So what happened to me, Samantha, was I had a very stressful day Friday, and you know why.
Yeah.
Like, my power had gone out. I thought I lost all these files. I was stressed. I was doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
4:30 in the morning, I woke up as if, like, just sat up gasping wide awake and thought, oh my God, I have made this huge mistake. And I couldn't calm down. I was freaking out about it. I emailed poor Christina and was like, what am I going to do? And I said, I'm so sorry. So we can ignore this, but I just have to feel like I've done something.
God.
And this was all like, it wasn't that big of a deal. And that the other thing is like this landscape kind of changes, right? Like sometimes information changes.
Right.
But I talked about this at the beginning of the pandemic. I have this real panic and fear around getting things wrong. And it just being like a thing I can't fix. And I was going back and forth, like, what do I do? And this was before I even knew I'd really made a mistake. I was just like thinking it maybe that I had. Mm-hmm. And I was just panicking. I was like, maybe I can send out a note. What about social media? Whatever on social media. I was going all over the place. And my whole weekend feels like a blur of me trying not to have a panic attack. Like,
oh no.
It was really intense. And I noticed that I have had a lot of anxiety lately around notifications. So, every time an email, there's a little red dot that pops up that lets you know you've got a new email. And every time one would pop up, it would be like, like the worst, just surge of panic. And I've always felt that with social media because, in my opinion, I feel like a lot of times I'm just so worried that I've gotten something wrong. That if I, who is not on social media very often, am getting a notification, it's because I've done something wrong.
Oh, I think that too.
Exactly. And I wanted to ask you about that in a second because we were just talking about it. And like we said, you listeners have been so kind. And even when you're like calling in and telling us, you know, hey, here's this or this, it's just like that fear. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is something we've talked about when it comes to social media and how it does silence people. I will say in this case, it's also me just being anxious. So I don't want to put that on anyone else. But as I've also said, I have started posting fan fiction. So now I'm getting a lot more notifications than I'm used to. Reading and reviews and what's called kudos, which are just like, hey, good job. And I could turn this off. This is all on me. But so far, they've been so good. So it's always like the spike of fear and then, oh, it's good. But I'm thinking maybe I should turn off the notifications because I think it got
panic.
I think it got me so amped up. I don't know. It was wild. The whole weekend felt like a haze. And I just felt like I'd done the worst thing imaginable. And I had no proof of it. No one had said anything. Nothing had happened. I don't know. But you and I were just talking about, because you have recently guested on some other podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, so yes, if you are interested, but you, it's kind of one of those things where I discourage people from things. I still do discourage people from listening to this podcast, actually, people that I know, because I feel like I'm not great at it. So again, my performance anxiety in general, it's like, okay, if I'm not the best, then don't listen to me. Although it's my job. But yeah, I'm on Margaret Kiljoy, who is a friend of the show, has been on the show before. She has a podcast called Cool People Who Did Cool Stuff. I've been on it before. I was actually on their inaugural show. We talked about the Jane Collective, but I'm on her show. I don't know when that's coming out. Mm-hmm. You go in without knowing the topics and you just kind of react to whatever we're talking about, historical figures. And that makes me nervous in itself. I know that makes you really nervous because panic about what's going to happen, and because mm-hmm. you don't want to sound completely ignorant to the subject. Yeah. And then the performance anxiety of like, I need to be on and I need to be smart and I need to prove myself. And then you're like, why? I don't know anything about these. Not everyone, no one's like an actual professional on all of these people all of the time. So mm-hmm. that level still, like, I'm afraid that I've said something wrong. I've been on Behind the Bastards with Robert Evans, and he is an amazing journalist that does a lot of deep dives into like really bad people. And so you, like, when you come into a subject and their super producer, Sophie, who is amazing, she tries to, I think, align the people to the topic in order to have some type of a conversation. The last one, I did not know what was happening because it was about rent. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. What? But like trying to come in and sound smart and also match the intelligence yes. and attitude and energy of that host is really hard. I just recorded, and I think it's just released, The Daily Zeitgeist, which is one of those comedy podcasts with two really great comedians and writers that spitball very quickly about current affairs. And I really hate current affairs. And they love talking about the right and how ridiculous they are. I purposely avoid that because that kind of energy drains me. And I'm like, I don't want any part of this. I have to deal with this with my family. I don't want this. Mm-hmm. So I came into the show like just completely not knowing what was going to happen. A lot more people than I expected. Because when it's me and you recording, typically at the most, it's me, you, and Christina, me, you, and a guest. Like there's not that many. Mm-hmm. So having like, there was like three other people on. I was like, what is going on? It just felt like I was with an audience, and we've talked about this before. I don't know if we talked about it on the show. We are not great live in the sense like we still have to prepare.
Yes. Yeah. Like they're comedians. That's not our skill set. Yeah,
exactly.
We can be funny once we've like prepared and with each other, but it's right. not like we're not
immediate.
Good at it rapid fire. Right.
Yeah. And especially when it's in context to like one-liners to current affairs. I have self-deprecating humor, so if we're not talking about how bad I am, I'm not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I bet you feel this way too. And this is part of like the heart of what I'm trying to get down to is like, I feel like as host of an intersectional feminist podcast, I can't just make an off the cuff remark.
Right.
I need to make sure that it's not, which is good. Like, I don't want to say anything that's offensive,
right.
but I can't just say so. I have to like think about it, make sure like I'm not missing something. I'm not saying something offensive. I don't want to say we are held to higher standards, but we kind of are.
We are. Like, that's not, I don't think that's we're held to higher standards, not because we're better, but because the people who expect things from us also have higher standards.
Mm-hmm.
Our audience is very smart and intelligent and have high ethics. Okay.
Yeah, and we love you. Like, again, you're so kind. Like, every message we get, so kind. don't, we are always saying like these things, but that doesn't mean don't interact with us.
Right.
At all. That's
no,
not what it
but,
is.
But the thing about this is like when I talk about the other podcasts and being on that, yeah, I'm constantly having to be aware of that conversation. And they do things in jest that is like, I think I actually, I don't know who I called out, but I was like, you can't do that. That's not okay. Like, I actually called it. I don't know who it was, but it was like another host of something. I can't even remember because I'm like, that's not actually, that's inappropriate. And it's like trying to tell them why, because people are so used to old school sayings or phrases. You know, we talk about that. We talk about being very aware of trying to say, not say guys. And I still have a problem with that sometimes. And so I stick to my very country y'all. Because I love that, making sure that we are on top of not misgendering anybody or dead naming anybody. That's something that's so important to us. But yeah, we're being inclusive. I got called out on Behind the Bastards the first time I was on, not necessarily because we said something wrong, but it. I guess we never said the word ableist, but we were like dancing all around it. And so a listener sent a tweet that said, you can say the word ableist. That's exactly what it is. Like, it was chastising us. I'm like, we were, yeah, you're correct. That it is ableist, eugenics in this level. Like, it was that conversation, but being called out immediately. Like, they came after us. I was like, damn. Like, I'm not, it's not even my show. And they give more allowance to his show. But yeah, and then seeing those notifications, I actually had the producer the first time I was on Behind the Bastards, that the other show, tell me, hey, you're about to get flooded with notifications because they love social media. They love it. And she was right. Like, immediately I got hundreds of notices. I was like, what is happening? And it was not necessarily because they loved me. They just wanted to comment on the subject. And I was like, wow. And every time I was like waiting for someone to say, and there was one or two, be like, I hate her. Don't have her on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I got a random, we've talked about this, I wasn't even on there and I got dinged.
Oh. I actually told Sophie that story.
It was pretty hilarious, to be honest. I was really outraged, but it was pretty funny.
That's what happens. Like, yeah, we were like, what the hell? No, but like, that's the thing is, it's after I left one of the episodes that I did, guesting, there was nothing wrong. The hosts were great. They were all very kind. I went down a spiral of anxiety to the point that I had to take one of my anti-anxiety meds that I rarely take because it's super strong and go to bed because it hit me in such a way that I felt overwhelmed. I wasn't going into like self-harming behavior, but it felt so dark and dooming that I was like, I have to go to sleep. I have to go to sleep right now. Or if I'm living in this feeling of complete failure, I might not be able to pick myself off the ground type of moment. And yeah, it had nothing to do with them, had nothing to do with the episode. I got people loving me, saying things about how much they like me, all these things. We had listeners come over from those shows. So there was nothing in that. But because of the things that I thought I did wrong, which were only in my head. Like, I might have said something inappropriately. I might have misnamed something. It wasn't a big deal, but the way I felt like I failed the show, you, myself. Like, it was so overwhelming that I had to immediately. But it's debilitating.
It was. And I was so bummed because I had so many things to do. It was not well timed.
Inconvenient.
It was inconvenient. Oh my gosh. I was trying so hard to not like text everybody I knew and be like, oh my God, calm me down. I think it also has to do with, we do have this book coming out, which I am very proud of. But it's also like the feminist icons that we talked about in it Even being mentioned in like the same sentence as them makes me very anxious.
Calling it a feminist book make me so nervous. And I think we addressed that in our foreword and afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we definitely were like,
Because there's so many things that we're still learning. And honestly, that's probably the better way to be than to say that we are the experts in something.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there's an expectation that you're going to know everything in history.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, oh, I didn't know this. And you're learning new things as well. And the expectation is because we have this podcast and that this is supposed to be our strength and this is supposed to be our only job. It's not our specialty. Like we came into this and loving it, but we're learning. Like the constant amount of research. I was just thinking about this. I'm like, my God, I think I'm doing more work for this podcast than I was for my social work job.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I think, you know, I love this job and we're very lucky that we get to like work from home and all of this stuff. And I love the research, but it is like, I was thinking about that too. I was just telling you, I feel like I've had so many weekends lately where I've had to cancel things because I had to work. And I had to really think about that because I was like, you know, there are people that I want to be with and hang out with. And instead I'm choosing to do this thing, which I do love. But a part of it is that I feel like I have to make sure there are no mistakes. And also that it's good, that it, whatever it is, that to justify that I'm even here at all doing this.
This is where you and I differ. I don't care if they're mistakes. I just keep going. As long as it's not problematic. I'm like, yeah, moving on.
oh my God.
I mean, we have very different styles, and I'm the one that waits last minute but stays up all night to get it done. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, give me 30 more minutes. 30 more minutes. Christina loves it, I'm sure. Sorry, Christina.
It has become a bit of a game with me where I'm like, who's gonna here comes the time. Are we going to...
I always make sure she's eaten really early,
mm-hmm.
and then be like, oh, we're going to do it later.
Yeah. We joke that's the curse.
That's the curse. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot to being a face to something. And I think that's the real conversation for me, being seen, which again, there's this level of racist stereotype that I really leaned into as a kid, being a model minority, that means to be invisible and blend in. So to be seen in something that I am passionate about, I do want to talk about this. I do love talking about this. Am I so lazy that I would do this on my own? Like, am I so productive that I would do this outside the podcast? No. I probably would Google it and move on, but that definitely would be looking at 20,000 articles and scholarly papers. But like, it is. It's the being seen, being known. And then because we grew up in an era of you should know what's wrong with you, you can't make mistakes. And if you make mistakes, you're less liked, less loved, and your value goes down. So it's a lot of that.
It is. I don't want it to sound like we don't. Like, if we make a mistake, we that's not like the goal. We obviously try not to. But I don't think it's super helpful to spend an entire weekend.
Right.
Just, like, so stressed about it. But one of the things was I was like, how I can't correct it. What do I do?
In the podcast recently, I actually said on the podcast, and I don't know because I won't go back and listen to it myself. I said, hey, cut this. And they're the type of podcast that doesn't cut things. So there's a likelihood it's I made the mistake and said that and then redid it. And they just left the entire thing in there like, damn it.
Yep. Yep. No joke. There was a podcast I guested on where I said something that is not true. And I'm not sure. I think I was just nervous and I just said it. It's not like a huge lie or anything. It's not.
Yeah.
It was about me, but it wasn't true. And they didn't. Normally, you and I give people the option to listen to it and cut it out.
No, we're very different.
I didn't get that option. So now it's out there. And I am so stressed about it, even though, again, it wasn't like a huge thing. I don't know why but I just, it's out yeah. there on the internet, and now people are going to think I'm a liar and they won't believe anything that I say.
Which is definitely not true. And most people probably don't know what you're talking about, even when they listen to that podcast.
No, it's like really minor. But my friends definitely knew when they listened to it. They're like, that's not true. Like,
I don't know why I said it. Again, being like sharing yourself and being vulnerable in this way is a whole different thing. And especially when we're on the standard that we do diligent research, we are inclusive, and we are aware of the environment today. And therefore, we definitely want to be as kind and as accepting as knowledgeable about these things, whereas some of those podcasts, they don't care, and they thrive on misinformation, and they thrive on controversy. Like, they have a lot more freedom in that. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be that. Don't get me wrong. But that there's this level of intensity, I feel like. And again, like, for ourselves, we hold the standard of perfection that is unrealistic. But because we want to be the better podcasters, the better person who brings that information the best we can, that can be relayed and shared with those who might not know, might not understand.
Right. Yeah. And I think too, we just have a lot of content, and sometimes, sometimes it's like, I don't want to give myself a free pass, but sometimes you're having a bad day as a human being that exists, and you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Or you just weren't feeling it that day, and it sucks because you want to be, you want to maintain those high standards. But I do think it's not possible all the time.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money, so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Again, really, listeners, this is, you're just going on a journey of like my anxiety weekend. This had none of you. I love all of you. Please don't take this as don't interact. But I think I just got to make some changes about when I get notifications. I think I got to set up some boundaries.
And there's also the, because again, I do that too, but I love the messages and I try to respond, and we try to do our best. Sorry about the main account. We don't always respond because that's not ours to handle anymore. Thank goodness. We're very grateful for our producers. We love you. But I get you. Like, I don't, especially when it's like a criticism, because you really want to be able to correct it very quickly. And if they're legit, they're legit. If you're complaining because you feel attacked because of something that I feel or something that I have experienced as an Asian woman, that's on you. And I'm not ever going to apologize for that.
Oh, yeah.
But like for you, Annie, you also jump at all the things. All the things. Like I'm surprised you leave the sound on to your phone because you jump so hard.
Yeah. I had a pretty massive jump when my phone went off earlier today. Yeah, I'm just keyed up. I'm keyed up all the time. That's something else I need to work on. But also, the reason I brought up the ads thing and the correction of the podcast thing is that this happened. I can't bother Christina, our super producer on the weekend. I did, but I'm not going to expect her to do anything about it.
Right.
But that means there's 2 days where people are downloading something. And they're not going to get, if I tried to correct something, which again, I'm not even sure I need to correct.
No.
Then it's too late.
Right.
So it was just the timing was bad.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things are coming together that I'm stressed about. And I'm really not good. I have my work email open on the weekend. So I'm not good at
it. I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh. I do. But you get way more emails than I do. I'm very thankful to be on just one show and then also only asked to guest every now and again. You're being asked the right things. I'm like, oh God, no, what is that? And travel for things. I'm like, no, I do want to travel, but not really. I've decided. I want to travel without leaving the house. Is that possible? But there's a lot on your plate. And that's the thing is jobs like this, we're very grateful for jobs like this. And it's quite funny when I tell people about my job. I'm like, it's a legit job, I promise. But because of the creative aspect, you're always on. We're always on. And for you, it's double. So not only is it about intersectional feminists, which is being attacked on every level right now, but also about food knowledge.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It is. And I do think we've talked about that before. And then I swear I'll wrap up this panic session. But we have talked before about how kind of what you were mentioning, but women and marginalized people do have this because unfortunately they are still not as much in our public eye. This kind of extra pressure of I'm the one in this space, or I have this stuff that is put on me. There's a specific term for it where you're trying to disprove a bias, but I do think a lot of people listening can relate to this. I hope that you can't, but I bet that you can.
We wish you didn't.
yeah. But that drive to be perfect, and and if you're not, then what good are you anyway?
Right.
Ooh. Well. I feel a lot better now, I'll tell you that. But,
ooh, I'm really glad. I'm sorry you went through that.
It's okay. Yes. Well, I'm gonna put some boundaries in place.
Yes, boundaries are beautiful. Yes. Do it. I dare you.
Yes, I will. Well, cheers to you, Samantha.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers to you, listeners. We do love hearing from you. I promise if it sounds like we don't, we do.
We actually really do.
We actually really, really do.
We love the kind words. That's the biggest surprise. We're like, oh.
Yes. It's like a warm digital hug. It's lovely.
You're like when you come in expecting the worst and it's the nicest.
Yeah. Yes, it is lovely. So we really, really appreciate that. You can email us those kind words should you decide to at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffOneNeverToldYou. You could also, we have a book, as we mentioned. You can pre-order it. It's at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. You can find us on YouTube as well. Thanks to our super producer, Christina. I'm so sorry I bothered you on the weekend. and our executive producer, Maya. And our contributor, Joey.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.